80 million for our most deprived communities. That's the idea behind Stormont Social Investment Fund. But there's a problem. Not one penny of the money has been allocated. This is £80 million for deprived communities in Northern Ireland. Not one penny has been given out. Seems the DUP and Sinn Féin, guess what? They can't agree on how the money is shared. So nobody gets the money. The investigative news website The Detail says our two biggest parties are in deadlock. It's understood the DUP is concerned that if the Social Investment Fund is spent purely on the basis of official figures, nationalist districts would benefit significantly more than unionist areas. Imagine that. Although none of the money has been allocated, almost £400,000 of the fund has been spent. Consultants have got that money. The figure was revealed following a written question from the UKIP leader in Northern Ireland, David McNairy, to the office of the First and Deputy First Minister. The DUP, they're ducking it this morning. Don't want to come anywhere near you. Sinn Féin, they're ducking it this morning. Don't want to come anywhere near you. Well done, those parties of the working people. Well done. Where are you? In hiding this morning? Stephen McCaffrey from investigative news website The Detail. Set this out for us, Stephen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Stephen.
Well, they obviously don't want to talk about it.
Yes, and as you say, a lot of the groups, and I've spoken to many of them who are waiting for money for this funding in grassroots areas, are still waiting for answers. By the government's own timetable, these organisations should have received over £50 million by now. But obviously none of that money has been released. And as you say, consultants have received £400,000. So we set out trying to find out why this had happened in the Detail. We spoke to people linked to the fund. We obtained a letter of complaint from some of those involved in the fund who liaise with Stormont officials. And these and other sources indicated that red tape was a big issue, but also that a major roadblock had developed between the DUP and Sinn Féin, and it appeared to be over whether the money be released on the basis of objective need. Now, as you just said, all government figures in relation to poverty and deprivation, they do show that it obviously exists on both sides of the community, but every set of indices indicate that it's more widespread in the Catholic community. Now, in the past, unionist representatives have argued, however, that deprived unionist communities do have particular needs that need to be taken into consideration. And the DUP and Sinn Féin have argued on this very point in the past on other issues. But of course, as you've indicated, if that was the logjam in this issue, it would mean that, to put it in its bluntest terms, that in a time of recession, a time of high unemployment, with looming welfare cuts coming, this money was being held up because of a row, basically over whether more of it should go to Protestants or Catholics. So this was very, very serious.
Put
it to both
parties. Stephen, so that I can just understand this in my mind, right? So basically Sinn Féin's position is that the figures would suggest statistically that nationalists are, that there are more poor nationalists, that they deserve the money more. Is that right?
Yes, well, if you look at the figures, and there was an excellent report published by the Community Relations Council earlier this year. It's called the Peace Monitoring Report, and it does a huge body of work in terms of number crunching, pulling down all the official government statistics. And incidentally, these are compiled by government civil servants, not by politicians or anyone at Stormont. But the report makes clear that, for example, in Northern Ireland's most deprived wards, 80% are nationalist or Catholic.
And the DUP's position is what?
Well, we put this... The parties have clashed on this issue in the past because, as I said, unionist politicians have in the past said that that deprived Protestant communities have particular problems. For example, I could give you one case in point. The Sandy Row area of South Belfast is an area of very high need. It's a unionist area, but because it's in South Belfast, it's in what is otherwise an affluent area, so it's a pocket of deprivation. So these are the kind of issues that a unionist party may say we need to take into consideration. But when I put the scenario to the two parties, Sinn Féin did issue a statement. They confirmed that they're in talks with the DUP over the fund. They confirmed that it is Sinn Féin's position that the money should be allocated on the basis of need. But the DUP haven't formally commented on that specific.
And how long have they been rowing for?
Well, this fund was announced in March 2011. It faced huge delays. As I say, red tape was a major problem. I think we haven't had a full explanation. That's part of the problem. But to the best of my knowledge and what I've been able to find out, this row has certainly preceded the start of this year. And at least dated back to last year. It may go back further. Yeah. It may even go back to right to when the fund was planned. Because when this fund was first announced, it was launched on the eve of the 2011 Assembly election. And some of the smaller parties claimed that it was an attempt to, curry favour, to buy votes, to make promises ahead of the election.
Well,
so one scenario that's been painted to me is that after the election, when everyone got around the table and tried to plot out how to organise this fund, you know, at a fairly early stage, these kind of problems set in.
Yeah, okay.
But I have to stress, red tape was also a major issue.
Stephen.
And again, to stress, while Sinn Féin have stated their position, we still have to receive full clarity from the DUP as to officially where they stand on this.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed.